From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. An airstrike in northern Afghanistan kills at least 19 people at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are reported among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as a sustained bombing that continued even after American and Afghan military officials in Kabul and Washington were informed of the airstrikes. Bart Janssens is the director of operations for the medical charity.
It's a large hospital, very well known, and indeed we have communicated several times with all parties to the conflict in Afghanistan, the precise locations with GPS coordinates, and this we have even repeated over the last 2 weeks.
The U.S. military has acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the area that may have caused collateral damage to a medical facility. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said in a statement that he has deep sorrow over the killing and wounding of civilians, including MSF staff. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, in a statement Saturday, offered his condolences and said a full investigation into the incident is underway in coordination with the Afghan government. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other targets in northern Syria Saturday, and it promised to continue its push against Islamic State extremists despite Western claims that the aerial campaign is largely targeting Western-backed rebels. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Lieutenant General Andrei Kartapolov, speaking in to Russian reporters, described panic and desertion among Islamic State ranks. He said they would continue the airstrikes and increase their intensity. This is VOA News. Officials in Oregon now say that the shooter who killed 9 people at a community college committed suicide when confronted by police. The medical examiner came to that conclusion after the body of Christopher Harper Mercer was examined, and Mercer died following a mass shooting at Umpqua Community College Thursday. Sheriff John Hanlon says authorities hope to understand why the gunman did what he did.
And primarily, at this point, what we really want to do is try to gain an understanding so that we can work together with law enforcement agencies all across the country in an attempt to try to prevent future type of situations.
The heavily armed gunman left a hate-filled note at the scene, which, according to news reports, said he felt the world was against him. He wrote that he was in a bad way, did not have a girlfriend, and added that he had no life. The first plane carrying the bodies of Iranian pilgrims killed in last week's Hajj stampede in Saudi Arabia arrived Saturday in Tehran. President Hassan Rouhani was among several senior officials at Tehran Airport for the arrival of the plane that carried 104 of the 464 Iranians killed in the stampede. Iran has blamed the stampede on mismanagement by Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has launched an investigation into the incident and says officials will be held accountable if it finds that mistakes were made. The Vatican on Saturday fired a Polish Monsignor who came out as gay on the eve of a big meeting of the world's bishops to discuss church outreach to gays, divorcees, and more traditional Catholic families. Monsignor Krzysztof Karamsa was a mid-level official in the Vatican's doctrine office. He said he was proud to be a gay priest and defended what he called a very difficult and tough decision. A spokesman for the Holy See said that Karamsa could no longer work at the Vatican or its pontifical universities. He remains a priest. U.S. Coast Guard officials continue to search for a container ship with 33 people aboard that was lost near the eye of Hurricane Joaquin earlier this week. A Coast Guard aircraft is searching the waters of the southeastern Bahamas for the El Faro, which lost contact with authorities on Thursday. The 241-meter-long ship was heading from Jacksonville, Florida, to San Juan, Puerto Rico, when it was battered by 9-meter waves. The crew said that it was listing and taking on water. Saturday afternoon, meanwhile, the hurricane was centered about 890 kilometers southwest of Bermuda. A tropical storm warning has been issued. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.